Okay, let's go on to discussion. Brachas Chafches. And today's daf obviously starts off with finishing the story of Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, about the Tfilas Arvus Rishus, Tfilas Arvus Keva, as we discussed last time. And then the Gemara goes back into the discussion of the Mishnah, Zmanei Tfila. Zbari Tfila, Shacharis, Mincha, Ma'ariv, and the Gemara even talks about Musaf. The Gemara towards the bottom talks about what is the halacha if one has two tefillas in front of them to daven, Musaf and Mincha, which one goes first? Is there a time that Mincha has to be finished by? And the Gemara says towards the bottom, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Mispalel shall Mincha v'acharkach Mispalel shall Musaf. First you daven Mincha, and then you daven Musaf once the time comes. And then the Gemara quotes, Reb Zeira ki avichalish migir. When Reb Zeira used to be tired of his learning and he didn't have the mental energy to be able to focus on the learning, because obviously we're going to see in a moment that he had the physical energy to do something, but when Reb Zeira didn't have the mental energy, he used to go sit by the doorway of the Beis Medrash of Reb Nosson Bar Tuvi, Amr, and he said to himself, "Ki chalfi rabbanan," when the rabbanan would pass by, "az eikem mekamayu." I'll be able to stand up in front of them and get the mitzvah of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, L'Rabos Tamidei Chachamim. I'll get the mitzvah of Bepnei Seva Takum. And in that way, Va'akabel Agra. And I will get Schar. So when Reb Zeira was very tired, and he could, again, it's clear it doesn't mean physically tired because he had physical strength, he just didn't have the mental energy. When he was totally exhausted in terms of the learning, so he used to go and sit by the doorway in order to get schar. Nafagas Rav Nosson Bar Tuvi, Rav Nosson Bar Tuvi once came out of his Beit Medrash, and he asked him about the halacha, about Musaf and Mincha, etc. We're going to focus on that line. So he went to sit at the doorway in order to get schar. That's interesting. The Gemara says he did the mitzvah and went there in order to receive reward for the mitzvah. The Gemara on Amud Beis also discusses schar in a totally different context. We know this from the version, the words that we say to see him, but it comes from here. Right on the bottom, Chaf Ches Amud Beis says the Gemara based on Rabbi Chunim ben Akana. The Gemara says Rabbi Chunim ben Akana had a special tefillah when he went into the Beis Medrash, when he came out of the Beis, and that tefillah was when he went out, thank you, Hashem, he said, for letting me be a learner and not one who just sits on the corners. Because I wake up in the morning and they wake up in the morning. I wake up early in order to study Torah. And they wake up to waste their time. And then the famous phrase, Anu Amel, Anu Amel Makabel Schar. I work hard, they work hard. I work hard and get schar. And they work hard and they don't get schar. As if we're very happy and we're focusing on the schar. So twice on this daf, we have Rabbi Zeira used to go and sit at the doorway when he got too tired in order to get schar. And here, Rabbi Yehudi ben Akana and this tefillah that some of the minhag even to say, another topic which we're not doing now, focuses on the schar. One of the Chavetz Chaim has a very well-known thought on this line of Anu Amel, it's quoted in a number of places. I'll read it from the Chafetz Chaim al Torah in Parshas Bechukosai. Why is it there? Because of the Chazal that Rashi quotes it. Tiu Amelim Batorah. Right. This is quoted, and the question is: Heim Amelim Ve'Einam Mekablim Schar? Of course, they get schar. What, if you ever give somebody shoes to repair, and the shoe and they fix it, you pay them. So what does it mean? We work hard and get schar and get reward, and they work hard and they don't get schar. They do get schar. So explains the Chavetz Chaim. Aval einu nukach, but noeg shabaola misha sachar paul litfar lo beged o minalim vapol yamol bezeas apayim kol yava kol alayla. What if he spends his whole day and night working on it? Vilo yitfar is a beged o milayim, but he won't be successful. Somehow it's too hard of a shoe to fix. Klumi kapos scharo, you're going to pay him? He's going to work very hard, and he'll say, "Sorry, I couldn't fix it." Not going to pay him. He didn't do what you wanted to do. Halo l'shoti yichashev im yivakesh. Halo ha'o habal abayis el abeged einam nesuos ve'im lo hishlem malachto avim yamos shavua shalem lo yishalem lo. If you didn't finish the job, so then I'm not going to pay you. Says the Chavetz Chaim, that's the difference. When it comes to others, hey ma'melam ve'im akalam schar, only for a finished product. We get schar for the hard work itself. We have to work hard in Torah. As the Pukas Pazik says here, even if I don't understand it, even if I don't remember it, but I work hard and I try to do it, and I'm learning a certain amount, I'm learning the daf, I'm learning anything, and I don't remember it, I don't get it fully, But says the Chavetz Chaim, al kol zeh hu mekabel aschar al ha'amel va'afem ha'malacha lo nesesta. Even if I don't get pshat, even if I don't finish Tosfos, v'zui kavanas ha'mamar, that's anu ha'melim hu mekabel aschar for the amel. So that's the Chavetz Chaim on this line here of anu ha'mel v'him ha'melim. But again, the question is, what's the focus on the schar? Do we do mitzvos for schar? Rabbi Zeira here. Rabbi Zeira went to the doorway in order to say, you know what? I'm very tired. I don't have the strength to focus on the learning, but I'll at least go and get schar there. What does that mean? So this is in the only example. There are at least two other Gemaras that also point in this direction. One is the Beferis, the Gemara of Adazara, Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara at the bottom of Yud Zayin and Aleph, right after the Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya story. The Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yonasan, Havikazli Borcha. These two great rabbis were walking on the road. They came to two roads that they had to go down. They had to go down one of these paths. They didn't know which one to go down. What was the challenge? One of the streets had a big Beis Avodah Zara on it. They would have to walk by. The Chad Patzi, Apischa, the Beis Zonos. And one had a house of Zonos they had to walk by. So what's the lesser of two evils? Right? Which street to walk down? Omar Lechad Lechavre. Nezal Apischa, Davodas Gochavim. Let's go by the street that goes by the doorway of the Avodah Zarah. Dinach is Yitzray. Why? Because after all, the Yitzhahara for Avodah Zarah has already been shechted. Right? That's the Gemara elsewhere in Sanhedrin and in Sukkah that the time is the Anshakas HaKadola wanted to get rid of. They were davening. The taiva for Avodah Zarah was so strong, and therefore they davened. And remember the story that a lion came out of the Kodesh Kodashim, and they killed the Yitzhahara for Avodah Zarah. So let's do that because, you know, it'll be easier. It'll be easier. No, let's do the other one. Let's go down to the house. Let's go down the street with the house of Zonos. Why? It's going to be more challenging, but don't worry. We'll be kovei shar yetzer v'nekabel agra, and we'll get schar. Let's go down this street. There's more reward going down that street, right? Which sounds like the Gemara in Sanhedrin that David HaMelech said, test me, it didn't work out so well, right? When he says, why do you only say Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov? I'm not enough. And David HaMelech said, test me. But again, that's a separate topic of asking for nisyonos. But again, the Gemara here says that they once said to each other, let's go down the other one in order to get schar. So again, Tosfos here says, maybe this is very limited. It's really, don't do Avodah Zarah. Stay away from Avodah Zarah as much as you can. You have to even stay away from the Pesach of Avodah Zarah. Right? You can't even walk down the street. Mishum dechsiv al tikrav el Pesach beisa. Umukbilel b'avodas kochavim. Tosfos implicitly might be saying that this isn't just stam to get schar, but limited to staying away from Avodah Zarah. But either way, this is the story. And they went down that street. Kacha, they went down that street of the Beis Zonos. But again, you see from here that there's something about schar. What do you mean? We don't do, right? To quote the Mishnah, right? We don't do mitzvos for schar. So what was Reb Zeira doing? What were these great rabbis doing? And one final idea, which is not beferish, but it is beferish. Right, the Gemara at the end of the first Berakin Sota, where the Gemara says, on Daf Yudalid, Moshe Rabbeinu desired with the deepest of desires to go into Eretz Yisrael. Darash Rabbi Simloi, Mipnei Ma Nisavim Moshe Rabbeinu Likarnas to Eretz Yisrael. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want and daven so many tefillos to go in Veschanon, Vechilecho Mipirya Hutzarech, Olisbo Mituva Hutzarech? Do you want to eat from the delicious fruits of Eretz Yisrael? Lisbo, to be satiated with his goodness? But the Bach in Hilchas Baruch Achrona talks about the uniqueness of the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. They have Kedusha in them. Elakach Omer Moshe. No, rather the Gemara says, this is what Moshe says. Harbi mitzvahs is Tzavah Yisrael. There are so many mitzvahs. V'einim is Kaim in Elab Eretz Yisrael. There are so many mitzvahs that I can only do in Eretz Yisrael. So I want to go in. I can't send Hilaris because she's Kaim Bukul and Al Yodi. Omer Lakadosh Baruch Hashem says back to him. What are you worried about? Klom Atah Mevakesh Elo Lakabal Schar? Why do you want to go in? Because you want to do those mitzvahs to get the schar? Ma'ale ani alecha kilo asitem. You know what? I'll consider it as if you did it. Ones command to Ovid, and I'll give you the schar anyway. So ask the Marsha. Moshe Rabbeinu was interested in the schar. That's the language of the Gemara. What do you want? The schar? I'll give you the schar. So what is Reb Zeira doing in our Gemara? Brachas Chafres, Avodah Zarah Yud Zayin, Soto Yud Dalet. What exactly is the focus of the schar? And again, the way that the question is asked by the Mefarshim is the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, in the name of Antigonish Yisocho, Al Ti Avodah Hamasham Shes Arava Manas L'Kala Praz, Ela Shalom Manas L'Kala Praz. Don't serve Hashem with the schar in mind. Serve Hashem, as we call it, Lishma. And if I serve Hashem Lishma, so then, you know, the schar will come. But you know, why exactly, what the message do we get out of these Gemaras? Just parenthetically, that Mishnah, the third Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, starts off with Atigrat Shesocho Kibel Mishimon HaTzadik. He got from Shimon HaTzadik. The previous Mishnah, Shimon HaTzadik had said that there are three pillars to the world: Torah, Avoda, and Gemilos. And Gemilas Chasadim. Rabbi Lau, in his commentary on the Mishnah, says this is really a hemshech. This message of Al Tiyu is a hemshech of that Mishnah that he got from his Rebbe. Shimon HaTzadik says, "Serve Hashem in Torah." He says he spoke about the Shlosh Dvarim. Al Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. Bal Tabidah Atikin is Va'amar. The Rebbe said the content, and the Talmud said the how. Tachlis Ha'olam. He limit a Torah. And Mekayim, and to fulfill the two types of mitzvahs, Avoda, which is Bein Adam Lamakom, and Gemilas Chasadim, which is Bein Adam Lachavero. So learn Torah and do these areas, and how do you do all of those mitzvos? Shalom and Aslakab Oschar. So it's really a hemshech of what his Rebbe told him. His Rebbe said that it's the three pillars, and that he says that he mosif. He kosh lo shetzvar malalu, limit a Torah, vakim, shtei chalkeha, halacha lamaisa, al tazu osam kavadam, sham shetzvar malas lakab pras. Don't do it. So it's about the content and then about the how. The end of that Mishnah, also the Mefarshim pick up on, the last four words of the Mishnah. After Shalom Manasakal Pras, V'imor Shamayim Aleichem. And you should have, you know, Yirat Shamayim. What's the parallel of that phrase? Serve Shalom Manasakal Pras and V'imor Shamayim Aleichem. So many Mefarshim. Many of the Achronim, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, the Nesiva Shalom, his commentary on Pirkei Avos talks about Ava and Yira. The latest level of serving Hashem, Shalom and Asakal Pras, is the reflection of Avas Hashem. But that can't only be Avas Hashem. Shitzarach Adam LaKabel, I'm reading Rabbi Yaakov. Shitzarach Adam LaKabel Alav is Machus Hashem B'Shnei Mahalchim. Ha'echad Shalom and Asakal Pras, Hainu Avoda Me'ahava, Vabei Shimor Hashemayim Aleichem Avoda Me'ira, Ve'ein La'adam L'Stafeg La'avod Es Hashem Rak Ve'echad M'Shnei Mahalchim Be'elu. You can't just have one. Because if you have to focus on love without Yira, that's dangerous. And just Yira without love, that's also dangerous. He says, and that's, I think, the real answer, he says, to Kafalem HaKagigas, Tosis Iskasha. Remember, Tosis at Shabbos Daf Peches asks, why did Bnei Yisrael had to have the mountain over their heads and forced to accept the Torah? They already said, Asa V'Nishma, Perchav Dala Pasuk Zayin. Why they have to give this? So Tosis gives one answer, and the Medrash gives another answer, Tarshav Asat Tarshav Peh, many answers given. But says Rabbi Yaakov, Nasa V'Nishma was Avas Hashem. But once they accepted Avas Hashem, Hashem had to team them up and say, you can't just have Ava, it has to have Yira. Also, that's the package. And when all the nations, and when the nations complained and said, beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah, well, you didn't force us, so if you didn't force us, it's not fair. It's not fair that though you gave only the court, they gave the Torah, so if you would have forced us, then it would have worked. So it says to Yaakov, we know the real answer is, I only forced them because they already accepted half. If they accepted Ava, then I'm just being Mosif, the Yira. But you have to have both. You didn't even accept. So if I would have forced you, you would have only accepted it in Me'ira. But that's not good enough. You have to have a Me'ava. And that's what Rabbi Yaakov explains. And that's the thought of the Nesiva Shalom in his commentary on Pirkei Avos. But that's the Mishnah. But either way, getting back to the main question. These three Gemaras give us the impression that you can do mitzvahs for schar. But Atikadish Socho says, no way. That's not the ultimate way. And we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. We're talking about Rabbi Zeira. We're talking about the greatest of the Amoraim. So what exactly is the message? So there are a number of approaches. We'll mention a few. Now, the Medrash Shmuel, which is a Shita Mekubetza, so to speak, on Pirkei Avos, has three approaches, has three answers. They don't all work for this question, but he deals with the question. He says, number one, he's also dealing with the question of why the real schar for mitzvahs is not in the Torah. Why doesn't it say Olam Haba in the Torah or Gan Eden? Why doesn't it mention? If you do these mitzvahs, you're going to have Arichas Yamim in Shamayim. It doesn't say that. It says, if you do mitzvahs, you're going to get rain. Right, if you do mitzvahs, then you're going to have sustenance. Right, so that's also the question that the Mefarshim deal with. It says the Medrash, well, it's really a summary based on Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi says on the last line of the Mishnah, V'imor Shemayim Aleichem l'fi she'ein schar mitzvahs ba'olam hazeh she'ne'emar asher anochi mitzavcha yom hayom la'asosom v'lo hayom l'kabal lito scharam. So what's the message of how Rashi's reading the Mishnah? Al Tiyu Kavantim is saying, don't look for schar in this world. The Mor Shamayim Aleichem, says Rashi, that's explaining the first part of the Mishnah. Don't focus on this world. You should have Mor Shamayim and realize that ultimate schar is in Lasa Lavo. So then you have a great answer. These Gemaras will do a Lekabal schar, schar in Olam Haba. That's not a problem. If I do a mitzvah in order to gain Olam Haba, in order to gain Gan Eden, in order to get close to Hashem in an eternal way, that's not a problem. That's beautiful. Right, what does it mean? I'm asked to get schar. I'm doing this mitzvah in order to get rich. I'm doing this mitzvah in order to get physical schar. So that, says Rashi, is the problem. Harpirish, Divrei Antigonus, says the Medrash Shmuel now. Ala gmul hagashmi ba'olam hazeh. Olam haschar v'gmul hanafshiim lo dibur Antigonus klau. V'afilu sh'yavad amanas l'kabul. You could serve Hashem in order to get olam haba. No problem. That's not what Antigonus is talking about. So that's answer shot number one. And the Baruch Sha'amar, the Torah Tzvim, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, even alludes, he says, and maybe that's alluded to in the phrase, don't serve Hashem al menas l'kabel pras. We know the Gemara tells us in the sugya of Tznoyim, al menas is kameyachshav dami. When I make a tznai, kol omer al menas, if I say kishet, that's when. But if I say al menas, it says kilo semeyachshav. So that's meduyik. It's unbelievable in the Mishnah. Don't serve Hashem al menas l'kabel pras. To get a pras now, al menas is kameyachshav dami. So he says, don't serve Hashem in that way. Akachoka Torah, he says, just do it in order to be able to get schar later on in the next world. So that's one idea. He quotes number two. This doesn't answer our question, but he answers his other question, that Mitzad Hashem, the Torah is saying, why does the Torah say rewards, but not the real rewards, but the Torah says rewards? Hashem's saying there are rewards, but not that we should do it with that kavana. Again, that doesn't answer our question, but that's his third idea. Here's another idea as well, relating to the difference between Mishamesh and Oved. Don't serve Hashem al manas al, again, the language of the Mishnah, ha-mishamshin es-harav. What's mishamesh? So he assumes that shimush is lesser of a less intense way of serving. The shimush and avoda. We have gedol shimusha yosem limuda, that's true. But he says, shimush is a lighter way of service. Don't look for rewards if you're not serving Hashem with all your heart. If you're doing a shimush kal, avoda. If I'm totally asuk, if I'm totally focused, avoda of Hashem Yisbarach, he says that's the difference. That's okay. The pasak balashan avadim, the siyim balashan mishamshin. I think kavadim is shamshin. Why is that? So he says that's the difference. Royal leinu avoda, avodas avoda, avodas masa. Kol tari mitzvos yom v'layla. Lo nishlos v'lavad kol avodas adoreinu amelech. Focus and work hard. And if we do that, if we reach the level of avoda, not just shimush, then that also would be okay to answer the question. But after those three, we have the most common answer given. The Maharsha on that Gemara in Sota, and the Baruch Shamar here, Pirkei Avos, and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, not Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Avadia, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos and Anafetz Avos, all give the same answer. And that is, it depends on the type of mitzvahs we're talking about. If we're talking about mitzvahs that you have to do, then you can't do that on Manas L'Kabel Pras. You have to do the mitzvah. You have to do the mitzvah. Hashem told you to do the mitzvah. If you're volunteering a mitzvah, if it's a mitzvah that I don't have to do, but I'm volunteering, I'm putting myself into the situation of the mitzvah, so then one could do it, amanas l'kabel pras. Says the Marsha, yesh lefari zosa tshuva b'haikra. He says, v'hadar mina al tiyo kavadam amshav shazra amanas l'kabel pras, yesh lomar da'ani b'mitzvah sh'nischayiv b'kvar, aval hacha, sh'adayin lo bala eretz Yisrael, sh'sham chiyuva, Hashem said you're not going in. If you're in, then you have a chiyuv. But he didn't have to go in because Hashem didn't want him to go into Eretz Yisrael. So he's pater. He's anus. And he's still doing it on Manas L'Kabel Schar. That's what's going on here. A mitzvah that we're volunteering, that we don't have to do. So that is different. And the Nafei Zavos goes through each of these Gemaras. They didn't, those two Amorayim in Avodah Zarah, they could have stayed home. It doesn't say that they had to go down. They were choosing which street they were going to go down. The base Avodah Zarah or the base Zonos. They could have just stayed home. They're choosing to go down a street in order to overcome. Again, not, shouldn't be tried at home. But that's that case. What about Reb Zera? Reb Zera could have just gone home and gone to sleep. What do you say in our Gemara? I'm going to go in order to get Schar. So again, if it's a choice, so then it is okay. The Anafei Tzavos there even quotes from the Gra, a final one, the Pasuk in Rus. The Pasuk says, Yishalem Hashem pa'alech, v'tei maskurteich, shleima me'im Hashem, asher bas lachos ta'achas kenafav. Right, it says, but to Rus, Hashem should repay you, should give you schar. So again, what do you mean? Rus getting schar? So he says, Emesh avodasin al Hashem yizbarach tzirich chaliyo shalom anas l'kabel schar. Says the Gra, we're not supposed to do it for a reward. Hayitachas yivachesh eved olam schar me'rabo. Halakol gufo karilo. We belong to Adosh Baruch Hu. What is Hashem saying? What is Rus being told? Says the Gra, that's only shayach to B'nai Yisrael. Rus's whole life was voluntary. Ruth was a Gioris. She chose. So all of her mitzvahs, amazing. According to this, a ger could live his whole life on manas lekabel schar. Because it was all voluntary, in a sense. He chose to be in a state of chiyuv. Aval rishon is a gioris v'ohaisa b'chal gulas mitzrayim, v'chnisa atzma l'chiyuv mitzvahs l'idation is gaira, yucholi l'vakish schar al avodasa, ki meretzon atov bachra b'mitzvahs Hashem yitzvah. Fascinating. That's the anaf eitz avos. If you look there in the Baruch Sha'amar, though, in the Torah Tumim's commentary, he gives a mashal. He gives a mashal for this. And he quotes the Tosfos Yontif. The Tosfos Yontif in Meseches Bechoros. He says, the Mishnah tells us in Bechoros, you're not allowed to take money to give it, be an aid. If I'm an aid in a court, I'm not allowed to get paid for that. Right? That my aid, this is possible. But, let's say, there's going to be a gerushin that's going to take place in a certain court. And the Beis Din needs witnesses in order just to witness it. They need witnesses. They're allowed to go and hire witnesses to be able to come. What's the difference? If you take money to be an aid, you're not allowed to take money. So this is the difference. If you saw something already and you have to chiyav to come and testify, the chiyav of a gadol zedus, then you can't take money for that. Right? That's the Mishnah. Total schar lo din eduso b'teila. But in a case where I don't have to, I'm doing Bezdin a favor, and I'm going, so then it's okay. It's the same thing. Taking reward for a mitzvah that you have to do or a mitzvah that you want to do. So that's a fourth idea that we have. Again, spiritual schar versus olam hazeh schar. Hashem promises it. That's not really an answer. But shimush versus avoda, that's really the second answer. The third answer is this marsha and mitzvahs that you have to do, mitzvahs that you want to do. Maybe there's another one final point. Maybe the idea in these cases is not really literal. Not really literal. It's more of a melitza. I'm going to, they're really saying I'm going to do the mitzvahs. But in their phrase of I'm going to do the mitzvahs, they're acknowledging that there is schar va'onesh, which is one of the yesodos ha'emunah. Right? We know the Sefer Ikarim has three Ikarim instead of the Rambam's 13. The Rambam has the Yud Gimel Ikari ha'emunah. The Sefer Ikarim has three. But one of his three is schar va'onesh. Right? Torah min ha'shamayim, schar va'onesh, and existence of God. Those are the three in the Sefer Ikarim. In Maimer Rishon Perek Dalin. And these are the source of all other beliefs. But schar va'onesh is a yesod. We know the Rambam tells us, right? It's the yesod here in Sanhedrin, right? The 11th Yisod, the 11th of the Animamins. Shu Yisalem, Mishalem, Gemul Tov, L'misha Mekai, Mitzvah Satorah, Uman Ish Misha Over Lazaroseha, V'shekvulu Agadol Hu Olam Abba, V'onshu Acham Or Karetz. And he goes through. So really, this we know, this is one of the Yisodos Amunah. So maybe what Reb Zeira is saying is, I'm going to do mitzvah. But he says in a way, I'm going to do mitzvah to get schar. He doesn't really mean to get schar. He's just reflecting and teaching through his declaration that there is schar va'onesh. And it's interesting that this is the Mishnah, it's discussed by the Mefarshim, this is the Mishnah that Antigonus Asocho said this statement, and his students, Tzaduk and Baitus, went off the derech, because they misunderstood. Right, there's a difference in the question of the Girsa. Is it Shalom Manas L'Kabal Pras, or Almanas Shalom L'Kabal Pras? So they misunderstood, they said, oh, there's no Schar V'Onesh, forget it, we're throwing it away. And that's why they threw away Torah Shabbat, and the Tzduki, and the Baitusim, the Rambam talks about this at length in his commentary on this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. He says they wanted to reject everything, but then they wouldn't have been accepted at all. So they accepted Torah Shebichsav in order to like kind of get the people a little in, and then they told them all of their heretical views. But dafka this Mishnah about schar va'onesh is what led them off. There's no schar va'onesh, forget it. Therefore, they didn't believe in schar va'onesh. But maybe that's the message here, that it's more of a hachraza. It's more of a I'm going to do the mitzvah to get schar. Not that you're really interested in the schar. But I'm going to do the mitzvah, which is about schar, and it has schar in it, and that is a declaration of a foundation that we know is part of our life. Okay, some ideas about the schar reward for mitzvos. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, again, tomorrow we'll have a shir, but Hashem will have one on the next day, Sunday, but then I'm going to be traveling, so we won't have the shir for about a week. But Hashem, after that, we will continue the lumdus on the daf. Okay, we'll stop here.